We turn to Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make all thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, I just want to ask you this. Did you have a happy and blessed time together? How did you feel it was? I personally felt that God was greatly blessed in us. A lady said to us, you did have a wonderful life, not to me, somebody else here. And the lady's reply was this, from the lady here, that you gave her life by God in starting off as a Christian here. Now, I want to take with you Abraham and going out. Now, remember, Abraham went out as a very, very old man, and he was greatly blessed. And how was Abraham blessed him? It's very important to hear how he heard we blessed us. Well, the first thing is this. Abraham went wrong. Listen very carefully. When we got the books we have in Genesis, those came from Haran and from Ur. We don't have very much doubt that the actual books were brought by Abraham and by Moses through. That is where we have them. And think about it very carefully, because it's important what he did. Over there, in those first 11 chapters, God's word seemed to go entirely wrong. Let's look at it, how it went. Now, look at chapter 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord said, that is what's called a wow consecutive, which is not worrying about, but what it means is it could equally mean the Lord said, or the Lord had said. God said it was to be. Now, what it means is, if God said it, it is put in a form which is straight and quick to go and do it. If he meant and God had said, some people believe that Abraham hung on for a long time. You know, Haran means the crossroad between the big countries. That's how it was called, Haran. It meant the crossroad, the great road. And from there, therefore, it seems that God took her away from here. Now, God took her away, but if he took her away in an urgent way, well, it would mean leaving his family, friends, and immediately. But I want you to think of it another way. Look what we had here. You know, Abraham was, in these verses, chapter 11 at the end, there was Milcah. And you'll find that in verse 29. the daughter of Harun, the father of Milcah, the father of Iscah. So they were brothers of those. Now Milcah means Maliku or queen. So take that word and look at it carefully. And then there's Saratu. Saratu there means wife of the moon god. Now of the people who had in Abraham, in Ur and in Haran, there were vast belief in the cross of the moon god. The moon god was everywhere. This isn't something doubtful, it's there. And this Malakatu, his daughter, also means as well as queen. So these two had told to go from the center of moon worship. It was a vast thing. Now, Abraham hadn't any idea what God was giving. You know, you and I have some idea. You and I know about the country we're in. We know about travel. We know much about the Bible and everything else, and we can understand. But these people could not understand. Therefore, God didn't just say, go, because the man was not able to go, like you and I, but it mean go for a little while. He had to get where his father died in Haran. He had to see much to see to, and he went slowly. Don't ever blame him for that. When God knew you a great deal, to much you've given, you'll be accounted much. And little you have, you will get little for. In a way, it's a great blessing to have known less. So this man, it appears, went for a while. But both ways, this man was a great of faith. He was the great faith of all the worlds and all the countries that's ever known. This is the man of faith. Don't ever talk to him about anybody you know of in a church here who knows faith. No one knows anything about him, faith, beside Abraham. Abram was his late, it means father of the highest or the most great, Abram. Now that man is the great one, and he's the great one who had the faith of God. I want you to think about it, trust God. Now, what did God give this man? Because he had faith, and plain, simple faith, in a faith quite different to us, he didn't have to say, oh, well, I believe it so and so, or I don't believe in that, or I look at this life and I don't look at that life. That's not how it goes. Abraham heard God speak to him, because he came from an utterly wicked background. He went in somewhat slowly, but never doubt it. He went very, very quickly, straight. From that day that God spoke to Abraham, Abraham disappeared and went. Now, I want you to think about it. Because I've told you already that the world was in a very bad condition by Genesis 11. Think of what had happened. All the story of Adam and Eve was told us by Abraham. every single word that came in. There's no doubt about it. The whole thing came to Moses, who Moses wrote what he had from it, and that came direct from Abraham. And we know, if you look in Haran, you can see that there were a lot of stories about the floods there. Many ideas about the floods. It wasn't something strange. If you look at, like, Professor Wiseman, he can show you these stories of the flood. They're written on scripts, on little plots like this out of play. And we have much of it. You know, we covered about 100,000 of these little tablets. And those, we have enormous knowledge of what went on in Haran and in Ur especially. So don't imagine we're talking about something that we're just playing around with. You know, when it was put there together, God told them that sin would destroy the world. And that is the first blessing God had you. God told you, you have sin destroyed. If God hadn't told you, you wouldn't know it. And if you hadn't been told it, you'd be in utter worry. And when you talk to people just in these last 3 days, you can see immediately they're in a complete tizzbuzz. Right, what sort of religion there are, because there's never understood that God completely destroyed the world's whole way of thinking. We've got a very, very evil condition. Now I want you to look at it, because then God made them worse. That's how Abraham is being blessed, by Noah having come in this wicked lot who were living in a terrible condition. And everything we see of Haran and Ur, and remember that other people found great numbers of these clay tablets. We have several 100,000 in 2 different areas alone, quite different from round Ur. These are the great people who they understood, and they were in a terrible condition. There's no doubt about it, they did. Now, then came the flood. That's God's second blessing on Abraham. What I'm getting you is this. God put you down in sin. God showed you what's wrong with your sin. God showed you how things have got worse and worse with sin, and that's how I am, that's how you are, and every one of us, there is none that doeth good. No, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. They are altogether gone out of their way. They are filthy and empty, says the Bible. That's what the Bible says, from the top to the bottom. All the nice people you meet as well as the good ones. That's what Abraham began to get blessed. I will be a blessing, said Abraham. And the blessing he is this cursing that came on it. Curse from Adam and Eve, and the curse which came on then after them. And then, what went on? Well, now look what Abraham got. He know what happened. His tablets that would pass by through to Egypt, they knew what was happening. What happened was this, that this lot divided the world, because they split the world's languages. The whole world was divided into a horrible mess, and it has been ever since. So that's the next thing. You look at the trouble you're in. Do you know this? I'll tell you something. An old Puritan said this about the Psalm 11 talking about it, he said that every way of every Christian is split. Do you know why we're having to build so many houses in this country at the moment with new houses and never catching up? Because mothers and fathers have to go with children split from them, because everything has to split. Look how many fathers and mothers split and have to live in different houses. You just go on. That's where it is. Split. And so Abraham saw a curse, he saw the ruin, and he saw the split. And that's how God blessed Abraham. And that's how God blessed you. Don't you ever imagine that your blessing are the evil things that have come upon you. They're the great, great blessing of God. And God brought upon them. And you have parents who are ill and bad in God's view. And you have followed them. And so have we. And so has everybody. We're not different. We've gone straight through this line. And don't ever say, oh, I have good parents and good friends and all the rest. No, no. There is none good. No, not one. That's the Bible quite clear. And that is God's blessing on Abraham. Now, that's a very unpleasant thing. But it's something that has to be said. So then, a sin had cursed us. And I want to tell you how this curse. Well, it cursed this. The curse of the serpent put enmity between the woman and her child, her son. And they all of it know that each one of us have had this curse upon us. We have this curse. You cannot deny it, I cannot. And that is the God's blessing. That God was said that they were cursed because of the way they'd done it. Then the ground. You look at the ground. The ground was cursed. And that is how God's blessing upon it. That we have the whole ground cursed. And much of the areas we have of dark, I should call desert, or even very cold areas, God has put them there because we're cursed for the way we're cursed. Our land is cursed. And you look at all our huge forestries and everything, they're being cursed. Why? Because God has cursed the people. The whole countryside is cursed. Look at our villages. Look at everything right across. Look at what's being taken away of men and of not just that, of all the animals and birds and the rest. There is a cursed of God put upon us. So that is another blessing on you. Everything happened to you is coming because of that evil thing that Abraham is talking about. And then Canaan was cursed. How was cursed? By a murderer. And he was a murderer of his own son and brother. And what did he do with them? Well, after that, he was cursed first by on the harvest, and next by trouble as a wandering. So this man, Canaan, part with his mark with the curse upon it, and it's still now, I was talking about it just yesterday, in the BBC, they're talking about it. They know, everybody knows that there's a curse from Canaan was put on it. And that curse still is on you and me. And this is part of all the blessing God has brought on it. God brought that then. And then, do you remember when Noah, he had a son called Canaan, and cursed is Canaan. Well, then the next thing is Canaan became a servitude, a slave. And that is the truth of vast area of the world. It's being slave. If you will read the old lives, you will find that they were full of slave. Just take the Doomsday Book and you look at anywhere round and you'll see so many slaves there were in the villages here. There's been slaves year and year, and Canaan became a slave. And you and I are slaves of sin, and not one of us can avoid it. So these are the blessings of Abraham. The first thing, and will I show it to you something? You see this white? Well, it's no use writing on it. You need black on it. And that's how he went about it. God, to help blessing Abraham, put the black of sin on front of your own self, and then you can write on it the good that God writes he will. So God gives us a curse, and nobody who's taken in the curse can ever understand the blessing. There's no way around it, not one. There is none. I don't believe anybody ever gets rid of the blessing unless he's seen the cursing of it. And I'm showing you what Abraham had in front of him. These are things very clear and simple before him. And we need to think about it. And then, after that, the language. I want you to think about it. Don't you realize what the chaos it is? What a curse it is to have all these languages? What so many... Do you know, in the old world, we found that the ancient peoples divided people like this. Anybody who was outside was nothing. They weren't something. They didn't exist. Therefore, you could kill them out. And you'll see them in the Old Testament, and they'll just get rid of them because they didn't think of them as anybody. They hadn't got a language that they cared about. And you'll find that was a great curse of the language. Now, I'm telling you things that are not nice and they're not pleasant, but this is why God blessed Abraham, because he put the whole of this spectra before us, this huge sign of everything terrible and dark and dismal and dreadful. And that's how God blesses anyone, and you in this building particularly. Now, I want you to think at the broken mess that there is in the people round us, in and what's gone wrong, and to think about them very clear. Look back then to chapter 12 and verse 1 where we started. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Well now, if you accept and trust, this is the great blessing you will have. The first thing that will happen to you is God will split with your family and friends. Now, I think women find more harder to split with them than even men do. Men find it difficult enough. But you will find that the first thing does, if he intends to bless you, is to split you. That's what God does. He split your brothers. He split your sisters. He split your father and mother. He split your children. God splits. That's how he did it all the way through. Then he quit. He went out into another country, knowing nothing who is going. And he went on his way. And that is what God is doing with you. He's putting a difference between you and the others. and you are now living quite separately from them. I don't want you to live like any monarch or monastery or anything of the rest of it. What I want you to do is to live somebody who is quite separate. Separate, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Do you know the Lord Jesus was the most despised, persecuted, forsaken, and disliked to have him as the person ever was in the world. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our face from him. He despised and was esteemed and despised not. This man went, lived alone. The rest went their own, but he went on his own. And if you're going to get anywhere as God, you're going to live on your own. It's something terrible, something appalling, but it has to be happened. That is how he did it. So he quit with all his loved people. Now, how is it this God goes on then offering a blessing to you? Well, never imagine this, that Abraham was just the son of Terah. His son was somebody on his own. He gave up. Now, would you turn with me, Acts chapter 7, verses 2 and 4, on their very important word. Acts 7, verses 2 and 4. And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy land, which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed and dwelt in this land, and wherein he now dwell. We reckon that the Chaldeans were all actually built in actual time later than the people of the Sumeria and the people of that Abraham lived in, but we always speak of them as together. Now, I want to take with you why God did it, and I want you to think about it, but very carefully. Sir Leonard Woolley, in about 1922 to about 1934, he looked through Abraham's place in Ur. And there he discovered, and this is what he discovered. Now listen to me. Abraham lived in a country, a number of people in it, I'm talking, not just those around about, who were almost exactly the same as Wolverhampton in number, about a quarter of a million. They were living in that country. So don't imagine this man just went off on his own. He was with a vast number of people. Furthermore, if you look at what he had in Ur, you will find very valuable things. He had a lot of valuable things. Now, whether Abraham lived just outside or whether he lived in the country, land, we don't know in Ur. But this we do know, that he was very valuable. And the town of Ur came down right from the caravan sarains to Ur from India. And they brought very much stuff from India from them. Gold, ivory, and then they brought perfume and spices and much stuff. Did you know that Ur then was somewhere toward the Tigris and Euphrates, has moved aside, something about 10 or 12 miles away? Well, in those days, there were big fishing fleets. And in Ur, where Abraham was, there were plenty of food. There's no doubt about it. It was the most rich area, and it was done beautifully with a great big fishing fleet in it, there. Then again, you look at the place of Ur, you will find that they had wagons. You will find that they brought up from the hills in Iran big, big cuts of block, and they built big places there. There were large ones. These weren't just small places. And from those they built big houses, up to two stories houses, and as well as they had the brick houses of the burnt brick. But from there, he also had a huge textile industry. There were at least in there 12 different well-known countries of textile people living in the area. So all sorts of the textile was built, was put there. It was very, very good at it. And then you get not just the cloth, but you get the herds and the cattle. You find huge numbers of herd and cattle. At one place they found a number of times where there were sheep, cattle and cattle of cows, and they had over 3,000 people in just as one man, and there were many of them round them. So they had plenty of food, plenty of everything. Now you think what he was giving it. And then under that there was a big jewellery work, and they built all form of beautiful things. One of the most beautiful things from the ancient world we ever found was a very beautiful place of making a game, which you could make out of ivory and out of it, and it's beautifully done. It's one of the, it's in the British Museum, one of the most great wonderful things of all the ancient world. So don't imagine that Abraham was some nomad who just went off. God made him face all that. Then again with him, he had musical instruments. And then again with him, there were big royal graves. But far above all the merchants and everything else, above it stood the massive ziggurat. It was a huge ziggurat lived above Abraham, and it went 150 foot above, and it was the Nanu, it was the god of the moon, and they all worshipped the moon worship. Even the Jewish ancient worlds said that they believed that they were sons of a man who made objects for the world, for the moon. Now this world was called Sin or Suan, and he had many, many priests. It was beautifully done. It was an enormous thing. It was something very big. And all these public buildings with temples and vast. But God said, go, give up, and go on with it, leave it all. And they had there at least 3,000 gods. So this man, Abraham, was a god worship of all sorts of gods. And God would say to him, leave all the Nanu and the moon god and everything, and go without. Go without. And God told you to. And that is the greatest blessing that you've had. God said, you get out of you all your money and all your desire to get some money. Get get out of it and go. Thou, sell that thou hast and go give to the poor. And come, follow me. That's what Jesus said. That's how he did it. And if you didn't do it like that, you've lost. You've lost what you hung on to. Everything. God said, cut out from this vast place and go. Now, people don't realize what Abraham was. So Abraham went out of this, and he believed. You can find him. He was the father, it says, Joshua told us, from the floods they went. Now, in that beautiful city they had was the code of Hammurabi. And it's there, it comes, it's got from there. That's how we know it was there. So they had codes it was everything reigned there. Now Abraham went. And now, how did he then go to this land? Well, I want you to listen, the land that Abraham was going to. And if God is going to be a blessing, this is a sort of land. Now, in the third dynasty of the Egypt, there was a man called the Admonition of Ipu-Weri. And Ipu-Weri talk about the land of what we call Palestine. And that is what he said. Listen to what this man said. It's very ancient world, but it's true. A man regarded the son of his enemy. And then he says later, a man of character going in mourning because of what had happened in the land. And then again, foreigners have become people everywhere. Then again, the bowman is ready. Robbery is everywhere. There is no man of yesterday. Why, the really poor men have become the possessors of treasure. And so he goes on. It was a land of trouble, sorrow, and a land of great fighting each other and pillaging and murdering. And God said to Abraham, get out of this beautiful city and go into a very bad land, and I am telling you there. Don't just imagine we all sort of walked around in a nice, pleasant, beautiful place in Israel. It wasn't anything like that. It was a horrible mess. And God told Abraham, go. Now, God didn't give many instructions where to go, and that's the trouble, that we've given up not being Abraham's servant. We've never given up like he gave. He went and there. And so he went from robbery and fear, from what was all beautifully loved. Now, you read how God kept it too, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make of thee a name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And these are the blessings God gave. Well, those riches, he became poor, that we through poverty might become rich. That's how the Lord Jesus gave his giving everything. That is how Abraham was sent. He was giving out of all the riches into nothing. Poor. Now that's the next thing you must be if you want this. And the next thing is, God, remember about the servant, and you remember about the curse, and you remember about the destroying of the languages. Well then, the conclusion is this. And listen to me. The people who never moved out of Ur, we discovered not very great time ago, some hundreds of years ago, but not that far by thinking, they died. Place was destroyed. They completely went. Nothing was left. Now we know of huge, great other areas, like cities, where they had these great piles of the really tablets of the story. And we know all about her. We know a vast area about it. And we know it disappeared. Now you look at Abraham. Abraham went out without anything. Without anything at all. Lord, what will I give thee, he said, seeing that this of Damascus, this man, will be my servant for it. Now you think for me, what has God has given you? Well, God has given you everything you lost. Amen. And remember it, that it's in the Lord Jesus. Amen.